the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
They want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone with you. We're at home, which, all right, too, if you are tuned into this hour on nearly 200, one of nearly 250 radio stations around the country, thank you very much. If you're watching us on the Facebook live stream, thanks for jumping in. Make sure to comment, and please make sure to like and share the post. Thousands of you are watching this live, and we appreciate it every day. Send a message to Facebook and everybody else, too, right? People respect their right to bear arms, and we hope they continue to do the same. And if you're watching us on your television screens in Northern California, Reno, Nevada, we're at home with you, baby. All right. We're going to go right smack to the phones now. I'm going to talk a little. Oh, before I do that, if you were listening to the previous hour, which I hope you were, Gottlieb, unbelievable. I'm going to be honest with you. And Lee Michaels from 1280 AM The Patriot is listening right now. And he knows this as a veteran radio guy. You never know what's really going to happen, no matter how prepared you are when that microphone goes live. You never truly know. You know, are you feeling on your game all the time? Do you feel like you look? Do you look like you feel? Is it going to go? Is everything going to work right? Boy, I'll tell you what. I was a little unsure there at the beginning of the program, just for personal reasons about where we were going to go and what was going to happen. And when we opened up with Mr. Gottlieb, and he just, I mean, off it went. That was one of the better hours, I think, with Mr. Gottlieb that I can remember doing with him in over a couple of years. He's incredible. And I'm talking about show flow and things of that nature, just maybe some behind the scenes things that most people might not pick up on. But that was a great hour of radio. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. And I know Alan did as well. I got a text back from him. He felt the same way. Really good, solid hour. If you missed it, make sure to go back and listen to it. I'll have the podcast up for you in the next few hours after this show closes out. AM 1280, The Patriots, Lee Michaels up in Minneapolis. How you doing, Lee? Welcome aboard, brother.
Doing fantastic. I love watching the live stream, and that's a pretty good photo you have up on the wall behind you there.
You like the one behind that? That would be you in front of that Patriot. You know,
it's still weird. It's still weird to see. I know.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting is I had another one that I could have put up in the box behind me on that light stream, but it wasn't a 6x9. Yeah. And this one, well, I had to shrink this one up a little bit, but
I'll send you a little more, even a Second Amendment friendly photo to use when I come on in the future.
You mean one with your guns and stuff? That would be pretty cool.
Because that might work.
Lee, a veteran radio guy. I mean, I described you accurately. You're a host. You're an operations manager. You basically run the ship up there at AM 1280, The Patriot. I've been a long time, partner with you guys. I've been running the show for, gosh, since its inception. And we've broadcasted together many times over the years in person at that Minnesota State Fair. I was sad to see that it was canceled this year. Can you believe that the Minnesota State Fair was canceled this year? Think about this.
It's only happened, I think, five times in the 200 plus years or whatever that they've been.
200 years, bro.
Well, not 200, 150, because it was started about the time Minnesota became a state in the 1850s.
Well, so, 200, 150 in the scheme of things, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's really sad, and especially we kind of see where COVID is going right now. It seems to me that, you kind of pulled a trigger on that before they had to, but it is what it is. But in my lifetime, it's the first time in, 50 odd years that I have, won't be doing radio at the fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts. And I enjoy going up there. I enjoy going up there. And I don't even know what the meat sandwich is. I get something different every time I'm up there. The food's unbelievable. And the last two times I came home with, Mother's? What are the cookies?
Sweet Martha's cookies.
Sweet Martha's cookies. Yeah, I came home with about three tins of those, man, or the plastic buckets.
The big buckets.
Well, it's interesting because when you're going through TSA at Minneapolis, they know about Sweet Martha's cookies. So they give you some some breaks going through because they know you got to get them home. They know why you're taking them. You know, it's interesting. But, you know, I a mutual friend of ours, this angered me the other day. It was at 3 o'clock in the morning. I told my weekday audience this. Mutual friend of ours, Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, of course, yep. The last fair show that I did, Mike Lindell sat with you and I and co-hosted that program with us for 2 of the 3 hours we did. The only reason he didn't do a third one was because he took his private jet from a Trump rally in North Dakota to get to us in time. You remember that?
I remember that. It was great. What a great night that was.
It was fantastic. And I have tremendous respect for Mike. And here I was doing what I do. I got some sleep. I don't know. I get about 5 hours. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I went downstairs and started looking. I don't know why I would look at Twitter. It infuriates me. I hate it. But I started doing some of my normal sorcerer, you know, might as well take a look at it. I saw a tweet from Soledad O'Brien that called Tucker Carlson a racist. Yeah. And I went and watched the clip. And, of course, it was a snippet. And if you go and watch 2 minutes before and a minute after, you come away with something entirely different than what she tweeted out. But that's what leftist haters do. She passes herself off as a journalist, and she's nothing of the sort. I did say this on the weekday show. It's too bad because I think she's, like, really hot. I mean, am I allowed to say that I find a woman really attractive in today's day and age?
You should be able to, yes.
Okay, well, it just is what it is, right? I buy coffee makers from Sofia Vergara at 3 o'clock in the morning because Sofia Vergara at 3 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, I say that, you know, for fun because I'm sick and tired of all this PC stuff going back and forth, and I'm reading some of this. And as I scroll through, they begin vicious, hateful is what happens on Twitter. Fox News is the enemy of the people. Fox News should. When are we going to take it off the air? We hope Biden wins so we can take Fox News off. I mean, these people hate you. Any dissenting opinion at all. And not that Fox is a dissenting opinion. It's just an opinion. To them, it's a right. dissenting opinion. And as I'm scrolling through these tweets, I have them on my phone. I held them up for the camera during the weekday show. The hate for Mike Lindell pops up because they start saying we need to go after his advertisers. And Soledad O'Brien herself says, well, there's always that pillow guy. He's pretty big. And then the stream from that is going after him. This is what he's up against. As a friend of mine and a friend of yours and a supporter of this program, I was infuriated when I was reading this. And it wasn't just that. It was the bigger picture. It wasn't just the fact that he supports us. It was, this is the tactic of the left, Lee. It's so hateful and so vile, brother.
Yeah, I can tell you a personal story. I leave names out of it, but I know somebody close to me who would mow the lawn for the neighbor. And the guy on the other side was a little upset that some of the grass clippings blew in his yard. Well, then this neighbor found out that this guy was a supporter of Donald Trump and got in his face for about 15 minutes on how he was a racist because he supported Trump. And he was like, this used to be the nicest guy in the world. We would hang out. We'd see him. We'd talk over the fence, yada, yada, yada. And here it turned into this big thing. The vitriol that those on the left have for Trump, it trickles down to everything. They cannot see past being a decent human being and understand that it's okay to have a difference of opinion. But this is the day and age we live in now. If you like guns and you like conservative views, they're coming after you hard.
Yeah, well, you know, this is one of those, we're in one of those places where, like, you know, we have choices. We support the people that support us, and you know, we have a choice not to support those who don't. And I know that's a fine line for a lot of people, movies, actors. I mean, for gosh sakes, musicians, if you didn't listen to great music that you liked because the musician was a leftist, you'd probably never listen to great music. If you leftists
so
can make some great music, right? I don't know. Maybe it's the drugs they do. I don't know. But, you know, leftist actors, some of the best talent in the world. You know, if you can't get past that, it's very difficult. And we walk a fine line. And I'll be honest with you, it's getting harder and harder and harder to see past these things. Right.
There are movies and stuff that I will not pay to go see. If I don't have to pay it and it's on, I love it. You know, I Robert Redford film, you know, The Sting. I'm not going to go out and buy it and put money in his pocket. But if it happens to be on, I can enjoy that. Same thing with music. You know, I was a big Rage Against the Fan machine, or Rage Against the Machine fan.
Unfortunately, I've always hated them, so I don't miss anything with that one.
I like some of their stuff, but I'm not going to go out and buy or support anything they do. But you can still, like you said, appreciate good music from, you know, whoever it happens to be. But my opinion on a lot of those things has changed a lot. And that's why we say it all the time, but, you know, elections have consequences.
Right.
And while you really have to pay attention, and make sure we're supporting the people that support our values, and especially the values in the Constitution of this great country.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's Armed American Radio. They would take me off the air in 2 seconds flat if they could.
Oh, absolutely.
They would
absolutely
remove this program from 250 radio stations. They would, I mean, trust me, they would do it in a heartbeat, and it becomes so important in today's day and age to really scratch each other's backs. When I saw that, I was angry. Oh, angry Mark. 3 o'clock in the morning, angry Mark should not be coming out of that time of the day. Whew, but it did. He did. He was there. Wow. I had to walk outside. I actually walked outside and take a breather at 3:30 in the morning when I saw that. When we come back, Lee Michaels, AM 1280 The Patriot. We'll cover some of Dr. Hawkins' work until we can get him on the phone. Don't go away. Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but neck down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Monster Cast Studios, the AAR Video Network Studios, by the way. On this Lead Slinger's microphone, coming up in the next hour, Mr. Brad Primo, that combat vet and founder of Lead Slingers, will be here. He will. Oh, he's so much fun. And Mr. Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms, two of the regulars in the roundtable. Mr. Neil McCabe will not be able to make it. Work calls, and he had to do some things late today, so that made it impossible for him to be here. But that gives us the time to talk with them and move around the table just a little bit quicker. Maybe we'll invite Lee in there. You never know. Hey, Lee Michaels, AM1280 The Patriot. How you doing, brother? You're welcome to stick around for the roundtable if you'd like.
Well, I might take you up on that. We'll just have to see how things go. I can't. I love listening, so, and I always love being a part of the roundtable when asked.
Yeah, always having fun. I don't mean to put you on the spot. If you can't make it and your schedule doesn't work, then that, let me know. I know your beautiful wife, and if she says no, I completely understand because it was right on the fly. Lee,
you know it.
Let's talk a little bit about, did you listen to the first hour?
Just a little bit of it, just the last.
Okay, last part of it. I opened up talking about what was going on in the city of Atlanta right now after another shooting. Entirely different circumstances than what happened in your city up in Minneapolis. But yet again, another opportunity for antagonists to take advantage of a situation regardless of what is going to be the outcome of that situation, which is going to be entirely different, as I said, than what happened in Minneapolis. It's just another excuse. But, you know, Lee, interestingly, over the course of the last 5 days, in particular yesterday and today, I've had more people contact me, family, friends, and acquaintances, than I've ever had before to ask me about firearms ownership and to ask me specific questions. In fact, my wife asked me a question about another gun. And, you know, I've never seen anything like this before. Have you had people contact you? And I know you just took a class with Peter Johnson up there at Archway Defense. Have you heard? Are you getting questioned as well?
This is exactly what I was going to get to in this segment with you. So, you know, one of the things, you take a class with Peter, he's always one of those things, you know, part of this is to go out and teach other people. You know, he goes, I'm not the end-all be-all on this, but you need to teach other people. The next day at hockey, I had two guys that I skate with asking about guns, how to get a gun, firearms, have questions. And ironically enough, I am meeting him, one of the two, at a range tomorrow to let him try a number of different things. He's already signed up for his concealed carry class, and they recommended he go out and try a few different guns and try a few things to get comfortable with it before he takes his class. And I've had two people ask me that specifically, and I've had two other people just raise the question about doing it. So in the next week or so, I'll be going out with probably two different guys to help them get acquainted with firearms, to shoot some firearms, and see what they like to get them into the process. They are definitely making calls and sending emails to me.
Yeah, that's interesting. And, you know, listeners, I didn't talk to Lee about that beforehand. We never do. Two radio guys, you know, it's just we don't talk about what we're going to talk about. We just kind of know how to do it, and we're up on the same topic. So it's not like we need to bounce each other around and come up with these things. Yeah, I didn't know you were going to respond that way, but I'm not surprised at all, because anybody like you who is active in the Second Amendment community, and by that I mean, you know, you could be an activist, Lee, or just, you know, and just an avid shooter and someone who stays up on your guns, as most of us do, you're going to get questions like that. And I just was not shocked at all because of what's happening. Particularly, you know, I mean, you look behind me. That's Atlanta behind me. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, we're here. It's happening. You're in Minneapolis. I remind listeners before that you and I went around that first Black Lives Matter fiasco when they were screaming pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, or whatever it was. What do we want, dead cops? We drove around that. Okay. So I'm not surprised in the least to see family and friends and acquaintances, neighbors, who will ask my wife to ask me a question. Hey, can Mark talk with my husband about this? We want to we want. I mean, imagine that going on around the country, Lee. You're talking millions and millions of firearms owners.
It's crazy. A couple of guys we were out with in Peter's course worked at a local gun shop, Arms and Arms. They were talking about the number of people that are coming in there asking them questions. It's crazy. Again, like I said, I'm two really close.
And you're breaking up there, Lee.
Think different.
Just want to let you know.
What do you talk about? What do you recommend? And that's some big conversation about that.
Yeah, we lost you there for just a second, but we can take from what you just what the closing was of what you were talking about. You're absolutely correct. This would be a good opportunity to make the following statement, because we have not yet heard from AWR. He had warned me that he was going to be up in the mountains. I know what he's doing up there, and you know, when he finally gets down, he'll be able to give us a call, hopefully. If not, he's fine. We expected that. That's why we had Leon with us. But he wrote a piece, Donald Trump, radical left, wants to take away your guns and police. Now, you're seeing a movement in Minneapolis right now. I don't know, is it a movement, or is it one or two loudmouth boneheads that are getting a ton of press that makes it look like a movement, when in reality it's just one or two loudmouth boneheads getting a lot of press? But regardless, it's getting a lot of press, and as a result, there's people, however many there are, actively talking about dismantling Minneapolis police. I mean, this is crazy. At the same time, there are gun control advocates.
Yeah, there are 9 city council members that are voted for, but one of those city council members is the jury.
All right, looks like Lee is popping out with that cell signal, so we'll make sure we can get him. There you go, Lee. We're losing you on the cell signal. So
yeah, sorry.
If you can get somewhere stable, that's great. What did you say? I want to make sure that people heard what you said. There were 9 city council members at what? Okay, we're losing Lee. Maybe we might have to reconnect with Lee in just a second. Let me take it to the break with this, and then we'll try to reconnect with Lee. In a social media post, this is coming from AWR Hawkins, Thursday night, President Trump warned the radical left wants to take away our guns and police departments. Now, think about that in one statement. The radical left, from Donald Trump, wants to take away, here's what he said, the radical left Democrats, first they try to take away your guns, then they try to take away your police. For those of you who think, oh, nobody's going to take away my guns, Obama didn't take away my guns, that wasn't for lack of trying. That was because the U.S. Senate put a stop to it. Thank goodness. That was because Obama was too stupid and too focused, by the way, on Obamacare in his first term. Had he done what he did with Obamacare and made that gun control when he controlled the Senate and the House in his first term, it'd be a whole different playing field here today. But they were too stupid. And thank God that they put that off. And the reason they did that was they knew at the election time they're going to see the same thing with Biden, except Biden's going to be more emboldened. They're already running on it. Obama knew that he would probably, if he gets a second term, that's what he was going to make his play for gun control, not the first term, so that they could keep everybody quiet. See Obama, because they were looking for votes in that second term. See, Obama's not going, he's not going after anybody's guns until the second term, when he spent years going after your guns. Biden, far more dangerous. The politics have changed in just that short span of time since 2012. The politics have changed radically, and the radical left is now outed. You know it, I know it, they know it. We'll be back right after this. We'll see if we can reconnect with Leon a better soon. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. And I mentioned in the previous segment, and I mentioned in the previous hour as well, as I did on my weekday show, support Mike Lindell. These hateful tweets coming at him, the left coming at him, it's just unbelievable. Make no mistake when I tell you that they would do the same thing to take us off the air. Believe me, cancel culture, right? They don't like you, they're going to want to take you off the air. It's not going to be that easy to do on this end, but I'll be honest with you, they're wanting to. And I mean, think about this. They don't like a man, an entrepreneur, whose company manufactures pillows and sleep-related products, and he's a Christian. I wonder how many of them are sleeping on his products, by the way, too. And I wonder how many who hate him are gun owners themselves. Their hypocrisy knows no bounds. We're going to go back to Lee Michaels here. We got a better connection with you. How you doing, brother? You still with us?
I sure hope I got a better connection now.
There you go. Well, if it doesn't, I hate to say it, but you know, in radio, we'll just have to drop you out and help reconnect you again. I've got a lot to talk about here with you, so let's continue on. I was talking about Donald Trump. Radical left wants to take away your guns and police, and you and I got started on that because of what's going on in Minneapolis and this boneheaded move to defund the police. You were talking about 9 council members. Go ahead and take it away.
Yeah, 9 city council members are voting to dismantle or defund the Minneapolis Police Department. Now, there's a few other things that they don't have the total authority to do that. Now, the mayor, who is a lefty himself, doesn't want to abolish the police. But one of those council members is Jeremiah Ellison, who is the son of our attorney general and former congressman Keith Ellison. There's pictures flowing around on the internet. You see them supporting Antifa, and Jeremiah Ellison a city council member, has come out and said that he is a full supporter of Antifa. This is scary stuff. The interesting thing is I've got a few good friends in Minneapolis who are either ready to move, or one of them is one that came and asked me about, you know, purchasing a firearm and getting training.
Minneapolis is a different place. I've been going to Minneapolis for a number of years, as you know.
Yeah.
And it has changed radically. It has changed radically. I could show photographs of the changes that I've seen in the short years. And we have mutual friends there. We did Gander Mountain events together, not just with the Patriot, but going up there with other business interests. It has been a radical change up there. Question for you I had from someone earlier today that I was speaking to. Ask Lee if that Ilhan Omar, is it possible that she's going to be primaried out, and is it possible that she loses?
It could be on two fronts. The chance of a Republican winning that seat is slim to none. But there is a chance, because of a lot of her background, that, you know, was she married to her brother? Did she commit education, immigration fraud? I wouldn't surprise me if the Democrats don't want to see her out and somebody else in that doesn't bring as much baggage. So I would hope that she'd be out. My hopes that she would be replaced with somebody that would be better. I don't hold out a lot of hope for that in the 5th District.
That's too bad, because the 5th District deserves a lot better than that wackadoo. But at the same time, at the best that could happen, if she gets primaried by some, I don't know. It would be nice to see her out. I will tell you this, even Nancy Pelosi and their ilk and Schumer would love to see her out. The establishment Dems would like to see her out as well. But they got a big fight with a well-funded, well-heeled AOC. She's part of that whole deal. All of them hate our guns. Let me go into some of this piece about Trump, and then we'll move on from here, because we've not yet heard from AWR. In some places, the defunding push includes taking away finance that keeps armed police in schools to protect children. The Portland, Oregon public school superintendent and Prince George County, Maryland school board members are pushing to end police in schools and use the money for counselors, diversity trainers, etc. Dude, this is pie in the sky, liberal unicorn farts smell like strawberry fairy dust. You know, can't we all sing Kumbaya garbage? This is so unrealistic that people are going to die in these cities.
Yes. Well, in Minneapolis, the city council, the Minneapolis school board chose to cancel their contract with Minneapolis Police Department. I believe the University of Minnesota and the city parks all chose to cancel their contracts with Minneapolis Police Department. And I agree with you. I mean, one of the number one things, you talk about community relations, having that police officer in their school, you talk about developing relationships with the teens, painting a positive image. There's nothing better than those police liaison officers in the schools. And now, what are you going to do? Hire private contractors? Is it going to be just anybody? Is it going to be, like you said, social workers? It's ludicrous what they're doing.
Trayvon Martin's mother herself yesterday came out saying this is a stupid idea. We need more police. She gets
it. That.
The reason I say that is simply because it is the communities that call 911 the most that are going to be harmed the most. Here's why. Because the vast majority of people that have been stepped on and just lost in the system for so long by the Democrat Party are the good people. The vast majority of people that live there are great people that would love to get out. And it's those people that want more protection for their children, their homes, and their neighborhoods from the criminal element and the terror element in their neighborhoods, Lee. And they're the ones that are going to suffer the most. We've also seen an uptick in gun ownership in those communities, Lee. This is not coincidental, is it?
No, not at all. And I'm like you. We're all the same boat. I'd love to see more people take their personal security seriously. And again, whether it's firearms or whatever they choose to do, getting that training, but it's changing that mindset and understanding why we have the Second Amendment. It wasn't just about hunting. It was for times just like this.
Right, right. Exactly. One thing that AWR Hawkins reminds us about, let me kind of segue back and circle around to his piece about this crazy defunding the police moronic discussion. As for guns, Trump has warned Democrats are coming for our guns if they succeed in expanding their national power in November. And you know that. I know that. If you're a gun rights supporter, you're a gun owner, and we have to remind you of that. If I have to tell you what Biden wants to do, if I have to tell you what it means when he says he wants Beto O'Rourke to head up his gun control push, hell yes, we're coming to take your guns. If I have to remind you of that, I don't know whether we're on the same page or not, okay? Because that's what the party wants to do. It's in their platform. They own it now. You hear Alan talk about it in the intro to the show. We're going to make them eat it. We know they're for confiscation. I shouldn't have to tell you that. But if I do, here's how I'm going to tell you, Lee. I'm going to remind you to look at what happened in Virginia, a state I hold very close to my heart. All of my four nieces and nephews on my side of the family were all born in Virginia. I lived in multiple places in Virginia. I graduated college in Virginia. My sister, her husband, and her two kids, my niece and nephew, still live in Virginia. The Desperado Sport Fish is in Virginia Beach, where I used to live, for gosh sakes. All I have to do, Lee, is remind you what happened in the state of Virginia, and that's what they want for you on the federal level. If they were to gain control of the Senate and win the White House, I can promise you right now, you will be fighting an assault weapons ban, handgun a month. You will be fighting a vast array of crazy gun control bills you never thought you'd see in the United States. Trump has already said it would be a very sad day for America. And you know what? He's right, isn't he?
Yes, he is, 100%. That's why we need to be vigilant. That's why we need to get the word out. And I tell you, some of the times that we're seeing right now, and especially Minneapolis, like we were talking about a few minutes ago, of people who now have an interest in firearms, you know, protecting themselves and their families. And I guarantee you that some of those friends are, you know, moderate Democrats who are asking about this and realize that it's an important issue and it may move, could swing that pendulum for them come election time.
It absolutely could. If we do our jobs correctly and we're dealing with intellectually honest people, and there are millions of intellectually honest people out there who are finally waking up to the fact that, you know what, I don't like what I'm seeing. This is close to home. I need to be able to defend myself. And having a firearm on your person or in your home, or your ability to reach it in the necessary time, the worst time of your life, it's better to have it, right, than not and need it. People are understanding that. When we come back, we're going to wrap up this hour with Lee Michaels from AM 1280, The Patriot. Don't go away.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To to hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style three-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At a buck a face mask, that's a dollar per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Well, that Brent reminded me it is the gizmo sandwich that I'm going to miss up at the fair this year. I've been there for so many years. Last year, or 2 years ago, I guess, last time we had it, was the only time I'd ever had the gizmo sandwich up there. It was incredible. Let me take this brief moment to ask you to support the partners that, like Mike Lindell and Defender Coffee and others, that support us in very difficult times. And it's very, very important to keeping the show on the air. Bursa, for example, is a great one. You can visit everything that Bursa carries. Great firearms. I'm looking for that Bursa 380, the Thunder. Just as soon as sales begin to calm down a little bit, I've got enough guns right now that I'll wait. And when I'm ready and everybody else I feel has enough firearms, I'll go out and spend money on one. But I'll leave those guns to others right now that might not have one. Lead Slingers Whiskey, they will be here in the next hour, actually coming up in the next segment of the next hour. DefenderCoffee.com, this is a no-brainer. If you drink coffee, which you probably do, you can get better coffee from Defender Coffee than you can get at the grocery store, and you can direct where you want your percentage of the profits to go. I send mine to the Second Amendment Foundation. So in addition to my life membership and the $50 I give them every month, I also, every time I drink coffee, support the Second Amendment by donating to the Second Amendment Foundation. To me, that's a no-brainer. These are little things that we can do that we do anyway, just like when we sleep at night. If you're going to sleep on something that Mike Lindell built here in America and is under so much pressure for whatever. I mean, I don't understand. I just don't understand it. It's so hateful. It doesn't make sense to me. But he is, and he supports this program with some of the proceeds of what he makes. And it's just so important that we support him in that process. Use the promo code he's been kind enough to give to us at it's AAR, and that's at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, AAR. Tons of products over there. Please support him. He's under tremendous pressure. Crossbreed Holsters, Crossbreed Holster Studios. Shipping, I understand, is back to normal now. Crossbreedholsters.com for all the discounts over there. 15% up to 25% off over at CrossbreedHolsters.com. And if you get on their mail list, they're going to give you even more. I'm on the list, and I lose track of the discounts over at crossbreedholsters.com. Second Amendment Foundation, of course, gunbroker.com. Really, gunbroker.com? If you can't find it in your stores, you can find it at Gunbroker. Patricia Huff is a great friend of the program. Simply join by – it's simple. Just give them your email and go peruse the auctions. Nobody's going to hit you for a penny It's 100% free to join gunbroker.com today. Millions of rounds of ammunition they are moving over there. They said they've never seen anything like it. And for those of you that are interested, I haven't had a chance to get to the warehouse down there because of these goofy restrictions. That's changing. We've got 7 gunbroker.com range bags to give away. We will be doing that in the near future. Hopefully coming up next weekend. I'll keep you posted on the weekday show. And, of course, North American Arms, GetSupply.com, huge. Emerson Knives, without a doubt. FrontSight.com/Mark, and take advantage of that free certificate. Many of you have. I'm seeing that right now. FrontSight.com/Mark. It's free. There's no restriction on it. You can use it whenever you choose to use it or not. It's entirely up to you. And, of course, Car Arms and Lead Slingers. Let's get back to Mr. Lee Michaels. Lee, welcome back inside the MonsterCast Studios with me, brother, for the final segment. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just a quick note. I mean, of those, I use. We have my pillows. I definitely have more Crossbreed holsters than I know what to do with. Yeah. Gunbroker. I'm a member at Gunbroker, and I need to try the Lead Slingers whiskey. I'm just not a coffee drinker, but you know, my beautiful wife is, so I might have to get that for her. And I am a lifetime member of the Second Amendment Foundation, so I think I pretty much nailed most of those.
You got it covered. One thing I want to point out, too, about the coffee I forgot to mention. I'm glad you reminded me of that just now by mentioning Defender Coffee. Derek and the crew over there, and it's still going on. He hasn't told me to stop this yet, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you. AAR, use the promo code AAR at the site and get 10% off everything at the site. It won't apply if you get the coffee shipped to you in the coffee club like I do, because you're already getting free shipping for that. So if you join the coffee club, be mindful of that. But if you want to go over there and make a one-time purchase, use AAR as the promo code. You're going to get 10% off everything at the site. Dynamite products. We drink, I get this question a lot, we drink the Organic Liberty Roast here. Full to medium bodied and organic. My wife loves it, and we're just addicted to it. So great stuff. Okay, Lee. You know, this is interesting. A lot of people don't know this. AWR wrote about this, but did you know that thousands... Get this. I'll just read you his headline. Thousands join African American gun group after George Floyd's death. And it's the National African American Gun Association, NAAGA, gained thousands of members following the May 25th death of George Floyd. Now, some people out there don't understand. It's support the Second Amendment. I support anybody, any lawful American that wants to support the Second Amendment. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what organization you're a member of. If you are a law-abiding citizen and can support and can carry and lawfully own a firearm, I believe you ought to and you should. I think that's your responsibility. You agree, correct?
100%. We saw the same thing after the Pulse nightclub shooting. Doesn't matter who you are, what your background is. If you are a law-abiding citizen and want to learn and own firearms, all about supporting you. And part of that is, I mean, this ties in a little bit to last segment. We were talking about elections and consequences and supporting Donald Trump. And if you don't think the left will come from your guns, they will. And if they do, what you see happening in Seattle with the Chaz, we're going to see that in cities all across the country and not just the big cities either.
You know, you're right. And there's something I want to say about NAAGA, too, real quick. This comes from Ammo Land, and I want to make this very, very clear. The right to self-defense is natural, colorblind, and enshrined in our Constitution. That's from Ammo.com's Alex Horseman. And here's what he said.
Yeah.
That is why in 2017, we selected the NAAGA Scholarship Fund as one of the several pro-freedom organizations to which we voluntarily donate 1% of our sales. NAAGA, and I want to point this out, is in great company among the Second Amendment Foundation. We do work with them, and the Institute for Justice, and Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. So this is a group that we want you to support. If you have questions about or need information, simply let me know. Reach out to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll be more than happy to help you out. I apologize. It's getting more difficult to get to all my emails in a timely fashion. So bear with me. I'll eventually get to it. Lee, I think that's awesome. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to push you to be in Orlando for the Gun Rights Policy Conference in September, right?
I will definitely try to get down there this year. We talk about it every year, and you know, a lot of times it was coming off the heels of the state fair, and it was really tough for me. But we definitely have to get down there. I know we've got so many friends I still need to connect with down there as well.
Yeah, I hope we can get you down there. Just for information on the SAF, Gun Rights Policy Conference, affectionately known as the GRPC, it is in Orlando, a couple miles away from the International Airport in Orlando. If you've ever been, most of us have been down there to see Mickey and Minnie at some point in our lives, right? Yep. Or we live down there like I did. But it's right around the corner. We intend on doing everything as we normally do. The state will be open. State's opening now. We expect everything to be normal. If there are restrictions, we'll abide by them. But nonetheless, the GRPC, here's what you do. Go over to saf.org and sign up. It's free. Just register for free right there on the site and get yourself hooked up for the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Hey, Lee Michaels, AM 1280, yes, The Patriot. Thank you, my brother, for being here. Now, I'm going to talk to you. You're welcome to jump into the roundtable if you'd like. I'll leave that up to you. And I'll tell you what.
Wife said it's okay.
Oh, so your wife's good. So Ashton was okay with that, huh?
Yes, she is.
Ashton, we love you. Thanks very much for letting Lee stay with us. We appreciate you lending him to us for another hour. So Lee Michaels from AM 1280 is going to be with me with Brad Primo, the CEO and founder of Leadslinger's Whiskey and a member of the Roundtable, and Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms. So you got those three pros in there. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. We got some happy ending stories to talk about. We're going to get some great perspective from them on some topics that are tough to talk about in today's day and age. It's just where we are. We don't shy away from it. You know what else we don't do? We don't kneel for the flag here on Armed American Radio either, ever, for anyone, ever, on Flag Day.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.